Hi, welcome back. Self-love, or loving yourself, is what we want to dwell on this morning. Jesus didn't say, love your neighbor and hate yourself. No, but the implication is clear. Love yourself. However, this is not about being self-centered, narcissistic, I, me, mine always, so obsessed with self. No, that is unhealthy and negative. Such people are always craving for attention, never happy. What does love yourself mean biblically? It means that we base our self-image on what God says or thinks about us. So it is not based on what we think about who we are, nor does it base on what others told you who you are. The incredible biblical fact is this, that we belong to God twofold. First, by creation. Genesis 1:27 says that man and women are made in the image of God. David explains it so beautifully in Psalm 139. Every detail of this wonderful creation of God, he explains. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Secondly, we belong to God through redemption. 1 Corinthians 7:23 says, he bought us with a price. Jesus has paid it all, and therefore we belong to him. We are his. That is to say, we are forgiven, we are redeemed, and we are loved. God sees you as a person of great value, a unique individual with abilities. No matter how low you feel or how negative you look at yourself, that kind of thinking can be changed. As you recognize, believe, and accept this truth that God thinks about us, a wonderful thing happens. A sense of self-understanding sets in. A sense of awe and satisfaction sets in, and we begin to look at ourselves in a different light. And we begin to see the wonder of how God looks at us as persons of people worth dying for. And that is the beginning of true self-love. Accepting and believing what God really thinks of us. When you love yourself this way, the amazing outcome is that you begin to love your neighbor. You can show that true concern for your neighbor. And when we begin to love God, our love for our neighbor is a reflection of God's love and acceptance for us. God bless you.